Welcome back to Tip TV Finance. I'm here with my co-host, Mike Ingram, strategist at BGC Partners, and our special guest, Paul Rodriguez, director of Think Trading. I had to read that for some reason.
The special guest?
Yes, that's right. Yes, okay. Exactly. Yes. forgot your name as well. Apart from that, lots of charts to whisk through today.
Yeah, I thought while the equity markets were just sort of wobbling, trying to decide where they wanted to go next, and the markets assimilating the potential for a cut in UK interest rates, we might drill down and have a look at some individual stocks before we go back to the big picture of Armageddon in the final quarter.
Okay, that sounds very, very appealing.
Armageddon out of here, is it?
Yeah.
Right, okay. First stock is AB Foods, where there was a little bit of excitement on June the 24th.
Indeed. What I'm seeing here is a pennant formation, very short term. So that little compressed area on the right is a classic pennant formation. So if it closed below 2700, we should see another sharp move to the downside. So this is purely short-term technical play. We don't often do this. We normally talk sort of macro technicals, and I just thought, well, actually, that looks really interesting right now. You know where you're wrong if it goes anywhere back over sort of 2780 area. So risk reward is pretty good.
And if it's
good.
Triggered, there's a good chance of it going right, which is even better.
Indeed. So that's... Many people show pennant formations and flags, and there's quite a lot of volatility, but in actual fact, good ones tend to be this compressed. There's no guarantee it will go right, but this is a really good setup. Classic downward move, very sharp, goes sideways, but the next move should be equally sharp, so that's what we're looking for next.
Okay, great. Next, we've got... I can't read upside down, but we've got... what's this?
Ferro Expo. Now, right. Ferro Expo, obviously being a... mining stock or in the mining area, we're trying to work out, is gold going to go back up or down? I get the feeling gold's going to go down, but I'd like to see what the market is doing with regard to individual stocks, and we're going to look at some others just after this. But this is the opposite in terms of it's making a bullish flag. Now, it's already gone from the breakout point was 40 pence. It's triggered resistance through 47. It's just gone through that like a knife through butter, which is good for the bulls. Where's it stopped? It stopped near the previous resistance point for the beginning of the year. So it's kind of back up at this 80 level, 80 pence level, which is a good natural stopping point. But if you look at the lows, they are slowly rising from 60p. If we can hold that series, that pattern of lows, this might have another jump in it. So in a similar way, downside for AB Foods, upside potential for this. Really does need to clear 80 pence, though. That's where all the overhead resistance is. A week from now, if we're still below that 80 level, I'd be slightly concerned because these breakouts should come quickly. But for now, that's definitely worth looking at.
Excellent. Next stock.
Glencore. Now, look at this. Upward trend pressing against this £2 level. Huge level. Let's see if it goes today. If it goes, that's got a bit more to go on the upside, I would say, towards the £2.50 area. Might encourage some buying of the commodities in general. So this is really a very key level for me, and it's kind of make or break because...
It's like a coil spring now with this little consolidation we've had.
Indeed, and it's sitting on the trend line as well. So it needs to hold in this little painted corner, if you like.
Zach and I were having a little bit of a chuckle over the brokers this morning on sort of capitulation from a number of houses on underweight calls...
Yeah.
So overweight all the way down, capitulate absolutely at the bottom. and then sort of being underweight all the way up, and now going neutral.
Neutral.
I'm just wondering if this is sign that it's going to go better.
It probably is, because you're absolutely right. Because whilst that £2 level can't be ignored, if we look at the next chart, which is of Lonmin. It's done such a similar thing where it's hit this 252 level, which I see as the £2 level in Glencore, and it's come off it, and it's sort of like all the momentum seems to come out of it like a deflating balloon, and one would have expected the bulls to be able to push it to 252. If you think if interest rates are going to be cut again, the market should be all over this.
And that's a log chart as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think they're letting people go in on the short side, and then they'll blow them out.
Possibly. That I don't like the way the momentum's come off that. So you've got £2 needs to break. It needs to break quickly in Glencore. The 252 failure here is I don't like that. It needs to get through that before I get excited again.
Isn't it a bit of a tricky one because that price action at the end of last year was in a company which everybody thought could go bankrupt.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it was only option value, effectively, December, January.
I remember, talking on one of the radio shows about it, and when it was, over, it was a few pounds, and lots of people were buying it, and I was saying, this is classic. You've got to be very careful, because companies like this can go bust. It's possible. I wasn't saying it was going to. But what sometimes I think investors forget is that there is that possibility.
It's very difficult, I think, in a zero interest rate environment, unless you're BHS and you've got Philip Green or what's the name? Chappell under the it's really difficult though.
I think it is.
It's actually that was a shock with BHS. It's really difficult to go bust with zero interest rates.
Well, I think exactly, yes. I mean it's a point that I think lots of people have looked at in the Japanese model, which you were talking about just previously. If you keep interest rates too low for too long, you keep companies in a system that shouldn't really be there, and in effect, you just prolong the recession.
Yeah, I was saying that actually the best thing that Philip Green did was keep BHS going for probably 5 or 10 years longer than it would have lasted. I mean, it's a total totally outmoded and totally from the past. So
yeah. And so
there we are. Let's go on to another company a company that I hope will be closed down any day now.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. No interest rate cuts have helped this particular stock. I mean, if you look at the banks, HSBC is doing very well. Well done to Jim Mellon. He called that. At the time when we looked at it, it was still in a nosedive, but it did base out technically, did make a base, and is now moving very nicely to the upside. So well done for the bulls getting in on that. But this still looks bad. Now, I wonder, actually, and I'm just going to tie this into the Bank of England's sort of Brexit, we need to cut rates. Are they seeing something we're not seeing? Because they've gone from we're going to raise rates and that the economy's doing really well, to, or we're going to wait and see, and then suddenly it's like, we're doing this, and we're cutting even more at this point. I mean, it seems too early.
Who's going to bite the bullet on RBS at some point? Set 2017.
Well, the public already has. We own 73% of it.
Yeah,
we are on the hook. We collectively are on the hook.
So that's the thing. But somebody is going to have to say, actually. I mean, the same with the Monte dei Paschi. It's the same with Deutsche Bank. It's the same with... Or there's so many contenders out there.
Yeah.
At some point, somebody's going to have to say, look, there's no point.
100% government.
There's no point ruining everybody else and ruining the financial system just for the sake of a few banks, which is basically what's happening here. The rotten tail is wagging the dog.
The trouble is they are too big, and it ties into another chart, which we've got quite a lot today, and I was umming and ahhing about putting it on, but the gilts are starting to turn over. And the fact that gilts are turning over means this can happen when the market starts to worry that the risk goes from the private sector into the government sector, and the government might have to take it on. So negative interest rates, fine, but perhaps that's telling us something. And I think that tells us more about why the UK might be looking to cut rates.
Right, we're just basically out of time. We're just through the last two.
Euro sterling, still bullish sterling. I know it's retraced, but I think in currency terms, it's all in the price. This looks like it's the right shoulder of a head and shoulders pattern. So euro sterling or sterling euro on this one, back up to 120 and higher.
Okay, and then finally the S&P.
Finally, S&P.
Doom and gloom.
We called the top point. We said it should stop here. It did. Now it's just wobbling here a bit on great support. 2120, that should go. And then we get the...
So basically, you see it go 18, 17, 16, you go short up to the eyeballs.
I think so.
Think
because we're heading towards October. We've got the October, September, October times. The market's great.
But there should be a good... even if it doesn't fall a lot, there should be a decent trade on the break of 21.20.
Exactly. So either it'll just be a sharp downward
move. Which could be today.
Could be. It doesn't feel like it, but it could be.
On that note, Paul Rodriguez, Director at Think Trading, thank you very much for coming in today.
My pleasure. Always a pleasure.
We'll be back after the break.